And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting edition of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are going to open a Bellicosa Cabernet Sauvignon. This is a 2016 Cabernet. Never tried it before. It was recommended to me by my good friends at Wine Store, winestore-online.com. So I purchased a bottle, having never tried it. Apparently, it's something fairly new, I guess. And we're going to try it for the first time tonight. We're going to pair it with some food and see how it works out. And this, of course, is July 4th, Independence Day. I don't expect too many people to be watching this live or even later, just because everyone's out partying. I know we have our neighborhood, our whole cul-de-sac is out partying tonight. So out there, the whole neighborhood. So if you hear a lot of fireworks, a lot of noise going on, that's our neighbors. And you know, it's July 4th. It's Independence Day. What can I say? And more on that later. But for now, if you're joining me for the first time, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. This is where we open up and taste a wine, a bottle of wine. I am not a sommelier. I am just an everyman who likes to drink wine, and I know what I like, and I know what I don't like, and I know what tastes good with the foods that I drink it with. And I think that's about 99.9% of us. So, you know, you can take my recommendations as they are, but it might be a little more helpful, I guess, for some than others. I mean, because everyone has a different taste. And I know all the experts have their own taste, their own finely tuned palate. But you know, that's not what most of us are. Most of us are just people who drink wine and know what we like to drink. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. That's where I'm coming from. So if you're expecting a huge expert on wine, well, I've been drinking it for a long time. I'll explain that later. But, you know, that's not what this is for. This is for us to open up the wine, try it out as we would on a regular basis, and pair it with foods, and I'll give it a fair review. And then just sit back and have a good time. That's what this show is really all about. You and me, all of us together, just sitting back and having a good time and enjoying some wine. Well, you can, if you're watching this right now for the first time, or even if you're watching it for the 66th time, which is this is our 66th episode, you can watch us on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Drink with Rick. You can watch on YouTube at Drink with Rick. On Twitch, that's Drink with Rick 1, Drink with Rick and the number 1 on Twitch, and on Twitter at Drink with Rick. And you can engage me in chat in all of those places if you'd like to. Open up the chat, and I'll be watching the chats here. You can also watch live at drinkwithrick.com. That's drinkwithrick.com, our website, our official website for Drink with Rick. And we don't have a live chat going there, but if you click on the actual post for this live show, you can comment in the comment section below, and I will respond in kind. Of course, our podcast, if you missed the show, our podcast goes out on Monday nights, every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern. The podcast goes out, so you can hear it at your leisure. And, of course, you can always contact me at my email address. Email is rick at savoiamedia.com. It's rick at savoiamedia.com. If you have a recommendation for wine, any feedback on the show, good or bad, indifferent, whatever, any suggestions, any complaints, rants, whatever you want, I'll get them. And if there's something that's really interesting, I'll read it live, and we'll all discuss it. And if, of course, if you have a wine that you want me to try, you can send me your wine recommendations. And if you are a winery or a distributor or a retailer of fine wines, and you send me a bottle for review, I will give it a fair and honest review. Okay, fair and honest review. In exchange for that. So, this is what we're drinking tonight. This is a Bellicosa Cabernet. It's a 2016 Cabernet wine. And this is a very, very nice looking bottle. I like the label. It's very elegant looking. And it actually says, expertly crafted artisan wines. exquisite wines. We're going to, it says exquisite wines of distinction. So I'm looking forward to trying it out. Before we go back to that, let's take a look at the chat, see who we've got in the chat. I'm expecting to be quiet tonight. Look, feel free to engage me in the chat. That's fine. It's just I'm really not expecting that because everybody else is out there. But AdmiFriend1 is in the chat, and AdmiFriend1 says, Rick, looking good as always, sir. Well, thank you, AdmiFriend1. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Stick around because we have a lot of fun for tonight and a lot of celebrating to do, a lot of toasting to do. And tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're drinking and what you'd like to be drinking or what you'd like to see me drink. And definitely chat with me. I'm right here. I'm right here, and I am watching Twitch tonight. So let's see, anything going on YouTube? Nothing much on YouTube tonight. Not expected. YouTube's always kind of, People watch passively. I see people watching passively on YouTube, but don't get too many people engaging every once in a while. Every once in a while. Anyway, so getting back to the wine, this is the wine, once again, a Bellicosa. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon. I love a good cab. A good cab. This is the back of the bottle. I'm going to read a little bit of the back of the bottle here. It says, Bellicosa, Daniel Cohn Wine Company, Cabernet Sauvignon, 2016 North Coast. And yeah, there's a little bit of a history thing here. My family crafted the finest, it says, my family crafted the finest wines in the Sonoma Valley for over 30 years. It's where I discovered two of life's most enduring lessons. Sharing wine with friends creates wonderful moments and lasting memories. And the finest wines are a subtle force that brings everyone together. So I'm proud to share my 2016 Cabernet Sauvignon. This wine is rich and balanced with aromas of cherry, plum, and round, silky tannins with multi-layered vanilla refined from French oak aging. Bellicosa, it's a beautiful thing. And that's from Daniel Cohn, founder, bellicosawine.com. Now, we want to get the wine, the alcohol content that's actually on the front of the label in this particular case. It says, expertly crafted artisan wines, alcohol 14.2% by volume. So this is a little bit of a higher alcohol content than what we see in some other wines. Not really out of the ordinary for a cab, and it, particularly for a California cab. It's not too much. It's going a little on the high end, I think. But it's not bad. It's kind of there. We'll see how it goes, and we'll see how it tastes and how it pairs up with food. And tonight, to pair it with, I have some foods here to pair it with. This is a platter that my lovely wife, Chi, prepared for me. It has barbecued chicken that she made today, and which we had some at dinner, and it was quite good. Actually, it's better than the last one she made. She's really perfecting this, and she's been working on that for years, and she's doing a fine job every time. Also, some steak. She has some kind of a skewered steak, steak on a stick, more or less, as she took off the stick, and it was quite good as well. We also have, I'm not sure what this is. I think, yeah, this is a hard Parmesan, and we have the creamy Gouda. The Trader Joe's creamy Gouda, and we have some crackers to help clear the palate with. So we'll try it with all that. And also, I have some pizzelles. I have pizzelles. Being Italian myself, you don't know what pizzella is. It's a cookie. It's a very flat cookie. And we've had them on the show before, and I've tried them with wines. And they're a good thing to have with some wines. Some wines go actually pretty good. They go pretty good with a Chianti and a couple of other. I've had them with, I think, Chianti's and Merlot's and stuff. It's a nice little dessert to go with the wine. So we'll try that out and see how that works. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get to opening the bottle of wine. Let me check the chat one more time. And let's see. We have AdmiFriend1 here, and we have pretty quiet in the chat. Once again, I don't expect to see too many people out there in the chat right now, because, and it sounds like the fireworks have kind of quieted down outside a little bit, but we have, I was thinking about starting this at 11, even though I said I didn't really want to do that, but I was thinking about doing that just because there was so much noise going on. But it's okay, because this is, you know, if you hear the fireworks, if you hear a lot of talking and stuff outside, that's because the walls of our house are thin, and it's right out there in the cul-de-sac, and all the sound just kind of comes right in. And I tell you what, it's the cacophony of joyous celebration on this 4th of July. So with that, let's embrace it. And if that's what you're hearing, if you're hearing all that noise, now there is a creaky chair going on behind me. That's not part of it. Everything else, just enjoy the ambience. Enjoy the ambience of the 4th of July. So let's go ahead and open this bottle of wine and see how it works. Now I've got, looks like Facebook hung up on me quite a bit, which is not too surprising. It does that quite a bit on me. Let me switch over to YouTube. Let me switch to Twitch, because Twitch is, I think I'm going to go with Twitch for a while, because that seems to be a lot more reliable usually. I've had it cut on me a couple of times, but it's usually a lot more reliable than Facebook. Anyway, so let's see. I've got the foil off of this, and let's go ahead and open the bottle. Of course, I no longer have my mechanical corkscrew, so I will use the manual corkscrew, and we'll get that open. By the way, this is kind of like the fourth or fifth one I've gone through in the last. Looks like this might be almost time for me to go to change this one too. All right. There we go. That's a healthy pop, isn't it? So I'll get the cork out later. Save some time. So here is the Bellicosa. And I can get a whiff of it right now. Now to aerate it, I have, of course, my handy aerator, Veneto Wine Lover, from the Veneto Wine Lover set. That's available on Amazon.com for about $19.99. This by itself, I think, is $12.99 or something like that. And if you're interested in those, you can click on the link at drinkwithrick.com and pick up one there. Although I'm not making any money from it right now. So we'll... all right, well, anyway, I've got the glass to pour it in. Is, of course, my genuine Irish crystal glass. Genuine Galway Irish crystal glass that was given to me by my employers at Buy Two Way Radios. And we're going to go ahead and give it a pour. Just pour a little bit for starters. Let it air a little bit. Let it breathe a little for a few minutes. And cabs sometimes need a couple of minutes to really breathe well. And we're going to set that aside for just a moment. Looks like a fairly full-bodied wine. But let's find out. Oh, and I get the aromas right now. Kind of flowery aromas right off the bat, even without even putting my nose in the glass. That's very interesting. Before we go any farther with it, while we're letting it breathe a little, let's go ahead and learn a little bit more about this wine. And now what I found online, not a whole lot. They have a website, the Daniel Cohn website, the BellicosaWines.com website. They didn't have a tech sheet on it at all. And so I couldn't really pick out anything particular about the wine, any of its real background or history, that sort of thing. I don't even know if this is a 100% Cab. Now, it says Cabernet Sauvignon, but as we all know, and as we've learned in the past, that a Cab can contain several different wines, blends of two, three, sometimes even four different wines. As long as it's about an 85% Cab, they can still label it a Cabernet. So I don't know if this is a 100% Cab or not. I don't have a tech sheet on it from them, but and they don't really release that. So as far as I could tell, but checking around, I'll tell you what I paid for it. Then I'll tell you what it's available online. The at wine.com, they had it for $20.99 for this bottle. It's a 750 milliliter bottle of wine, and $20.99 is what they had, and they actually have it marked down from $25 to $20. This is the 2016 vintage. I see on Wine Searcher, I looked it up on Wine Searcher, B21, that's in Florida, had it for $17.98 for a bottle. They had a case for 107 nine $107.88, which is $17.98 per bottle. They also had a, see, Bedford Wine Merchants had a had it for $233.94 a case, which is $19.50 a bottle. And Universal Wine and Spirits in Florida had it for $19.97. Market View Liquor in New York had it for $19.99. Anything on the West Coast? Looks like it's, oh yeah, there is here. California, Remedy Wines and Spirits in California had it for $20.99 a bottle. Wine Anthology in New Jersey has it for $20.69. And Bedford Wine Merchants in North Carolina has it for what? Oh, that's that must be for the 1.5 liters, $21.99. But it's $21 for the 750 milliliter bottle. And I think the most expensive one I see here is, well, it actually comes up a little bit. Massachusetts. It's a place in Massachusetts, Gordon's Fine Wines and Liquors, $24.99 a bottle. That's a little on the pricey side. Well, I'll tell you what I paid for. I purchased it at winestore-online.com. I have the receipt right here. And I paid for the Bellicosa Cabernet, I paid $14.99 for this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. $14.99, which from what I see online here is actually a pretty decent deal. A pretty decent deal. And, I'm talking to the ladies over there at the Blakeney store in the past. They said they go to some great lengths to check around and make sure that they're giving the best, you know, they're offering the wines for the best prices around. They kind of try to price everything out and make sure that they are the lowest priced in the area. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Anyway, so that is that's what I paid for the wine. That's the wine there. So I will go ahead now and let me check the chat one more time before we take a sip. Nothing going on YouTube. My wife Cheese is in the chat, Facebook. She says Facebook is fine. You know what? I can't see a darn thing on Facebook. It says, sorry, we're having trouble playing this video on Facebook. It must be whatever's coming back to me. It must be what it is. So, and it looks like Ed's in the chat too. Ed, it's good to see you in the chat. Stick around. We're going to have some fun. And we're doing the giveaway tonight. We're doing the giveaway, and I'll explain that as well. So, we'll see how that goes. Anyway, back to the wine. Where was I? Oh, yes. Okay, so let's give it a little bit of a taste. And on the nose, I'm getting some cherry. And interesting, some tobacco on the nose. Interesting. And a little bit of blackberry. Several black and red fruits all kind of mixed together. I can actually smell a little bit of tobacco in here. I've been letting it breathe quite a bit. So let's give it a taste. Wow. Everything I smelled, I tasted in this wine, and a few more things. A very, very interesting mix. A cherry, some blackberry, a little bit of hint of vanilla, and yes, I did taste a little bit of tobacco in here. And I think there's several fruits in here. I think raspberry, maybe a hint of strawberry. Let me see. There's a mix of red fruits and black fruits all in there. Very much an interesting mix. And it has a fairly long finish, but in the finish, the cherry kind of comes out in the finish, which is very, very interesting. I like that because I love cherry, by the way. I guess that's one reason why I like wines that are kind of have a cherry flavor to them. Yeah, I'll try that one more time here. Mm-hmm. very velvety. I think this wine is well aged. It's a 2016, of course, and I think it's pretty well, it's aging well, it's maturing. This wine is maturing well, and it has a nice lingering finish. And it's a little on the, I want to say it's a little on the silky side, a little on the velvety side. And it's nice. I like it. You know what I think it might go well with, and I haven't tried it yet, but it will probably go pretty well with the creamy Gouda. I'm pretty sure it will. I like that. So we're going to have some more of this wine, and then we're going to try it. We're going to pair it with some foods. I like this wine right off the bat. I think this is a really... I like it very much. It's very nice, very nice. It's a little tannic. I mean, and that's not a bad thing. I like a lot of tannins in some wines. In a cab, I would expect some tannins, but it's okay. But it's not overly tannic. It's not too strong. It's rather dry. It's a rather dry wine. But it's kind of medium balance. It's not really acidic, and it's not too light. It's kind of medium balance. I think this is aging very, very well. I think it's maturing very well. I like it. I like it very much. So we'll go ahead and pair it with some foods. Before we do that, let me clear my palate a little bit. Have a little water. And let's check the chat one more time. The chat, let's see, Ed's in the chat. Yes, hi Ed, it's great to see you, Ed. I don't know why I'm waving at the chat. I should be waving at you, right? Haven't had that much yet. And Ed says, I sent an email. Yes, and I did receive it, Ed. I did receive it. Thank you. I did receive it. I'll put it this way. You're in the running. Definitely in the running. And let's see, what do we have on Twitch? And Edmy Fred 1 still there, I hope. And let me know what you're drinking. And anything else going on? My son Tommy's retweeting on Twitter. So we're up on Twitter. And so that's cool. That's cool. I like that. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate that, son. We have a lot going on here. So let me go ahead and get to the pairing of the food, as I would say, the pairing of the food. Let me show you what we have here. First of all, we have the steak. This is the skewered steak. And we're going to try a little bit of that with the wine. This steak is very good, by the way. Chi, how long did you say you marinated this? I think you did it overnight. You marinated it quite a while. Mm-hmm. Good. Excellent. Very good with the steak. Oh, it really brings out the flavor of the grilled flavor of it. And it's a kind of a grilled meat. It brings out the grilled flavor very nicely. I think I'd like to try another piece of that, actually. I love a good steak, but this really, definitely have to have this one again with some steak. Very good. Very nice. I'm right there. That's definitely a winner. We're going to try it with the chicken. And I have barbecued chicken wings. I got to get a close-up shot of this. These are the barbecued chicken wings that my wife made, and she has her own recipe, and she marinates these as well, her own recipe for these barbecue wings. The neighbors love them. Everybody loves them. Every time we have a block party, people ask her to make the wings, her barbecued wings. She's become rather famous for them in the neighborhood. Very, very good. Let's try this with the wine. Very, as some of these at dinner, it was hard to put them down because I had to push. I had a tough time pushing away the plate tonight. These are so good, but I had to for two reasons. One, I'm trying to watch my weight. And two, there wouldn't be any left for the stream. I like that. It goes good with the chicken. I think I like it better with the steak, but it's actually pretty decent with the chicken. I'm okay. That's good. I like it. Let's try it with the Parmesan. Now, I don't know. You know, this is a hard cheese. Cabernet and hard cheese, it'd be okay. I'm pretty sure it'd be okay. Let's see. I'm going to try it with the Parmesan. And this is a pretty decent Parmesan, by the way. I like it. We use this on our... We put this on our spaghetti a lot. It's okay. It brings out the Parmesan flavor pretty well. I think we're three here right now. All right, let's try it with the creamy Gouda. The big test, right? Try it with the creamy Gouda, which I love. Which I'd be very surprised if this doesn't work. And it works very well. Well, I like it very much with the Gouda. I like it. It's very, very excellent. Excellent. I love this. So, let me clear the palate one more time. We'll check the chat again. And let's see what's going on Facebook, since I can't see the video on Facebook. But my wife, she says, marinate it all day. So she marinated it all day. I think she put it in to start the marinating process last night. And then she grilled them late this afternoon, early this evening. Let's see. Nothing else going on at the moment on any of the other. I don't know what happened to Facebook. I lost the Facebook video. I'm not sure what happened there. But my wife says that it's still up, so that's good. Let me know if it goes down, if something happens. So let me know right away. So let me show you what she did, because I have it right here. I want to show this to you. This is what my wife sent these. She took these photos today while she was grilling. And she was grilling the meat. This is the skewered meat. And then the wings, the barbecued wings that she has her own marinade for. Actually, I think she did them both in the same marinade. I'm not really sure. Did you put them in both in the same marinade, Chi? Or did you do a separate, a slightly different one for the steak than you did with the wings? I think you probably did two different ones, I'm guessing. Very, very good. And then we've got another, I think there's one more. More and more shot of this, if I can pull it up. And this is, she grilled some corn. She grilled the corn in the, without shucking the corn first. She grilled it in the all together. And then she shucked it afterwards. And it was very, like a grilled... Like this grilled corn. Now, I didn't have any. It looked really good. She and the kids had it, and they seemed to really enjoy it. I can't eat the corn. I can't eat corn products anymore, but wish I could. I can still drink corn-made products, although I haven't done that for a while. But no, I can't eat any corn anymore, unfortunately, and it's a shame because I loved corn. I loved grits, and I loved... I love corn chips and, all that good stuff. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult to watch everyone else eat the corn, because I used to like good corn on the cob as well. But what can I say? That's it is what it is, I guess. So anyway, that is what we had for dinner, and that is what I tried here, and it all went very, very well with this wine. I would say already that I would recommend this wine. I'd buy another bottle for $14.99. I'd go out and get a couple more bottles of this and keep them for really nice occasions, because I think this is definitely a wine that I would serve guests and impress guests with. I like this. I like this wine. So, let's get to the birthdays. We've got some birthdays to celebrate. We have quite a few. We've got a lot going on today. Before we do, let me check the chat one more time. Cheese says all together. So she marinated them all together in one marinade. I tell you what, that was it's a winner. It's a winner all the way around. So we've got some birthdays, and I want to get to toasting that. And to do that, I'm going to refill my glass. It sounds like it quieted down out there a little bit, but maybe they shot off all the fireworks they had. I don't know. Anyway, I hope they had a good time up there. So for birthdays, we have birthdays. We have quite a few. The first birthday that I would want that I want to celebrate, that I want to toast, is for my cousin Charlene. Charlene Hansen. I think I toasted her last week as well, but I want to toast her again because her birthday was on the 30th, which was Tuesday. I want to say happy birthday again to Charlene, my cousin. She was the eldest in the Hansen family, and she a little bit older than me. She was, the eldest of the cousins between our two sets of cousins there. And when I say two sets, I mean our cousins and us, because there were six of us and six of them. And when we all got together, it was a pretty big tribe. You know, I mean, it was a lot of people. I don't really like using the word tribe, so to speak. I know it's kind of a common word. It's just I don't really like using it too much. Just I don't know. I want to say our people here, you know, families, the two families. Anyway, here's to you, Charlene. Happy, happy birthday. And I hope you're doing very, very well. Next birthday toast goes to someone very, very close to me and very dear to my heart, and someone who has been looking after our family for over 26 years now. And that is my lovely wife, Chi. And Chi, her birthday was on Thursday, the 2nd. No, I didn't forget. So I couldn't remember if it was Thursday or Friday. Now all the days seem to blend together when you're kind of in this pandemic thing. But it was Thursday. And we had a nice little party for her, nice little celebration. And I want to show you a couple of things. I want to share a couple of pictures with you about this first. My daughter, Tia, who does a lot of graphics work, she's a very talented artist. She handmade a card for her, for my wife, and another year of celebrating life. She made this beautiful card for her. And you can't really tell here, but it's on a glossy paper, a glossy cardstock. And so we've got the front of the card here and the back of the card. Well, when you open up the card, she did this. She opened up the card, and it was a pop-up card. She took another sheet of this glossy paper, and she did this amazing illustration of a beautiful forest and a lake scene. Now, you can't really tell from here. The photo doesn't really do it justice because it's so light, but the background, there's actually a blue sky and a couple of clouds in the background. So there's a backdrop. So it's a whole 3D pop-up thing, and it's a shame that the way I took the picture, it's sort of washed out the background on that. It really washed out, actually, but there's a really nice light blue sky and some clouds. It's really, really nice. I was really impressed, and then she had a spot there for all of us to sign our names and include some birthday wishes for. Really, really nice card. And just really sweet. And Tia does a fabulous job on all her art. And I've displayed quite a bit before. As a matter of fact, she does the Drink with Rick art. So she does a fine job with that too. Now, for dinner, I cooked her dinner. And I'm not as good of a cook as she is. But we did do a little dinner for her. And Tommy and Tia baked her a cake. It wasn't a surprise, to be sure. She knew they were in the kitchen because it's really her kitchen. They sort of kicked her out of the kitchen for a while, and they baked her a cake. Now, there's something very interesting about this cake that is a little unusual. Tommy, they made the icing, homemade icing. They made the icing from scratch, okay? And this is from a recipe for icing that that she put together some time back that she uses on her, some of her other cakes. But they made this from scratch. And then the Tommy didn't have anything to write the birthday message on top of it. So what he had to do is he had to take a, I think it was like a chocolate fudge. He had a, like a cup of a liquid chocolate fudge. And then he had to drip it on there using a butter knife. And it was kind of much the same way that you would use a quill pen. Kind of the same kind of thing, you know, you use a quill pen on, except he wasn't coming into actual contact with the icing. He was just dripping it up from it. And it took him a little while, but he actually came up with this. And I thought it was rather innovative. You know, it would, if you don't have a whole lot to work with, you work with what you got, right? You work with what you have. And the cake was very good. And I had a piece. Unfortunately, that's one of my weaknesses, is cake. My sister Gina is making cakes. She's on kind of a cake baking marathon, and she's posting all her cakes. And it's just, it makes me depressed just looking at them because they look so great, and I'm not supposed to be eating any of that. And, of course, I can't because she's in California and we're here in North Carolina. So, but I sure would be willing to pay her to ship me a cake. I doubt that it would get here in any decent condition, though, if she shipped it over, especially these days, the way the shippers are. But, and yeah, that was a little dig at UPS. We've had some issues with them. Anyway, so I know there's a lot of cake baking going on, and it's really tough to, that's really tough to stay away from that stuff. It really is. It's just a fight. I don't know what to do. So, that is what we did for my wife Chi's birthday, and I did not forget to toast her either. Chi, happy birthday to you. I know your age, but I'm not going to give it away because I am a gentleman. So here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. And you know what? I'm going to toast you again. Because I can. And because you're worth it. You're worth every bit of it. Happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. I love you, Chi. And I do. The next birthday wish is for someone else. And I was going to put a photo up here of her. And I forgot. I ran out of time prepping for the show. I ran out of time and didn't do it. But this is for another special lady who is really hitting another milestone. Every year she's hitting another milestone in age. And I have talked about her a lot. I've toasted her a lot. But today, the 4th of July happens to also be, yeah, she was born on the 4th of July. It also happens to be her birthday. She is today 103 years old. I kid you not. This is for my Aunt Connie. Aunt Connie Papavero, she is 103 years old. I think that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And she's still getting around a little bit. Not as much as she used to, but I hear she's still getting around. Just amazing. Just amazing. So, and let me check real quick in the chat. This is to my Aunt Connie Papavero, 103 years old. Congratulations and happy, happy birthday. And you know what? I'm going to toast you again, too, because 103 years old? Goodness, I should just toast you all night just for that. That is an amazing accomplishment. Happy birthday. Toast to Aunt Connie. Wow. For all we know, she might outlive us all. I don't know. She just might. Wow, 103 years old. It's just that's just it just amazes me. It does. So But that's not all. We have another birthday wish. I have another birthday toast to make. And this is for my friend Stephanie. Stephanie Lee. Stephanie, her birthday is actually coming up. It's actually coming up this coming Tuesday. But I wanted to give you a birthday toast as well, because it's in the middle of the week and we don't do the wine stream in the middle of the week. So here's a birthday toast early. But Stephanie, here's to you. Happy birthday. And Stephanie, she's a fellow podcaster, and she does a podcast called Growing Uncomfortable. You can look it up. Do a search on it, Growing Uncomfortable. Very interesting podcast. And I've heard the podcast, and you know, it's kind of, it's hate to steal from the title, but it's kind of growing on me. The podcast is growing on me. But it's called Growing Uncomfortable. And I like it. It's a very, very nice podcast. And she does a very good job with it. So Stephanie, here's to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And one more birthday shout out. And she is the wife of one of our WFL alumni, Channel 35 from years ago. And I'm talking about Carol McKee, the wife of my friend Mike McKee, and who I worked with for many, many years at WFL. But Carol is, her birthday is also today on the 4th of July. She was also born on the 4th of July. That deserves two toasts right there, right? So, Carol, here's to you. Happy birthday. May you have many, many, many more. And I hope you and Mike are doing very, very well. You seem to. Sounds like you're living your lives out very well. And here's to you. One more. To Carol, happy birthday. Happy birthday. We have an anniversary, too. I have one anniversary to toast. And this anniversary is for someone else very close to me, two people very close to me, three people very close to me. Actually, the third person is her son. He's also very close. This is for Tom and Penny. Tom and Penny, my brother-in-law Tom and my sister Penny. Tom is a great guy. I really like Tom. He is a really cool guy. And he's a hard worker, and they built a really fine business together. And he's just he's a really cool guy all the way around. And of course, my sister Penny, my sister Penny and I have always been pretty close. And ever since we were young, and she was always my little sister. I'm not trying to belittle her. It's just that I say that fondly, and I'm just really, really happy for them both. And my nephew Ben, he's growing into a fine young man, and just a great family. I love them all, and I should say I love you all if you're watching, Tom and Penny and Ben. But Penny and Tom, their anniversary, 16 year anniversary is coming up today, as a matter of fact, I believe. 16 years. Happy anniversary to Tom and Penny Harms. Happy anniversary to you. I am so happy for both of you, and I tell you, be good to each other, as you always are. Continue to be good to each other, and I know you're good for each other. And I love you both. Here's to Tom and Penny. Happy anniversary. Tom and Penny Harms, 16 years. That's really cool. I like that. I think that does it for our birthdays and anniversaries. There is one more birthday, though. There is another birthday that we need to celebrate. This is a very big birthday. It's a birthday for all of us. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about the birthday of our country, the United States of America, USA. I'm talking about our birthday, the birthday of us, U.S., United States. I want to say I want to say at this point, happy birthday to the great US of A, to America. I'm so grateful and thankful to be in this country, to be part of, to have been born here and to have been raised here and to have been part of just all the blessings of this country. It's just amazing. There's been no other country like it, and probably never will be. I don't know. It's just just the amazing opportunities we've had here, that we've all had here. And you know, I know there's a lot of strife going on. And once again, this is not a political show, so I'm not being political about it. This is not a religious show. I'm not being religious about it. But what I am is I am grateful that I'm here. And I think there's a lot to be grateful for. It's not... I know there's a lot of strife and there's some people that, you know, one side or the other. I don't want to get involved in that. I just want to enjoy the fact that we're here. And I just want to enjoy the fact that we have the opportunities that we have as a whole in this country. And I think the opportunities are what you make of them. It's what you make of them. So, you know, we all get dealt a different deck of cards. We all get dealt a different hand in that deck. But it's what we do with that hand, I think, is what counts. And I think it's what we do with that hand that we've been dealt that really sets us as who we are, as to whether we're going to make the most of what we've been given or not. And that's about all I'll say about that. I'm just saying that I know there's a lot of trouble out there. There's a lot of strife. We're going through this pandemic. We've had a lot of other issues back and forth. I do this wine stream because I love people. And I don't like to see strife. I just don't like to see all this strife. And I think a lot of it is driven, I mean, there are a lot of reasons why the strife has been created, but and has been propagated over many, many, over eons, I guess, over many years. But I believe in bringing people together. And I don't think that focusing on those things that set us apart is helpful. I don't think it's productive. And look at it this way. If we're going to continually look at and bring up and focus on the things that keep us apart, how are we ever going to have the mindset to come together? The thing to do is we have to all learn to kind of put some things aside, put some things behind us, look at each other as individuals, as people, you know, as people, period. And that we're all in this together. We're all on this planet. We're all on this, in this country. We're all part of the same, I want to say that we're all part of the same team. We're all human beings. And we should all act like human beings, and we should all treat each other like human beings. You know, we should all be good to each other. As Bill and Ted would say, as I quote sometimes, be excellent to each other. And that means everybody. Just be good to each other. And that's one reason I do this wine stream. Wine is one of those things that bring people together. And you know what? It says so on the back here, too. If I look at the back, look at this on the back here. There's that thing on the back, and it struck me earlier. It said, sharing wine with friends creates wonderful moments and lasting memories, and the finest wines are a subtle force that brings everyone together. I firmly believe that. I'm a firm believer in things that bring people together, and I'm a firm believer in wine, and that's I think that's something that everyone can look. We can all have our differences, whatever they are, but you know what? You bring a bottle of wine to the table, open it up, and share it with everyone equally. Share it with everyone. That's the sort of thing that can bring people together. Don't you think? I think so. That's my rant for the night. Anyway, here's to the 4th of July, here's to Independence Day. Happy Independence Day, and happy birthday, America. Here's to you. And I'll toast America again because I'm an American, and I love my country, and I'm part of it. And I love the blessings. I love the people here, and I'm grateful that I know so many of you, and I look forward to meeting so many more people here and everywhere. And here's to Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, 4th of July. So, I was going to show you one other thing before we got into the, let's see, where is it? It's right here. I want to show you, we've talked about drinking wine and why I like wine so much. No, that's not the item. I showed you that already. Okay, where was I? Right, there we go. Now let's go back to that. Okay. I dug this up the other day. I just came across it. We were cleaning out the garage the other day, and I came across a whole bunch of old photos. I've been posting some of them. And I came across this one. I thought, wow, you know, this really epitomizes our family, our Italian family. They say, Rick, how come you drink so much wine? What's your history with wine? You've been drinking wine a long time? Well, as a matter of fact, quite a long time. And so is my sister Gina. And in this photo, this goes way, way back. But in this photo, this is a photo of us. I think this was Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken. We have a huge turkey there. And that's my mom in the background covering her face. She's trying not to laugh. She's covering up her mouth a little bit. And then in the middle is my brother Michael. And then my sister Gina on flanked on the left side or his right. And then on the other side is me. That's yours truly right there. And what are we holding in our hands but a shot glass of wine? Yes, that is wine. And that's what we did when we were kids, ever since we were kids. My dad always had wine. I mean, there's no doubt about that. My dad always had wine, plenty of wine. He made some wine, and we talked about that before in the past, but he made his own wine. And I can tell you for a fact that I've had quite a bit of it, quite a bit more of it than he knew I had. And I'm not going there. That's another story for another time. But in this photo, we are celebrating. We did this on special occasions, such as Thanksgiving and maybe 4th of July. And I don't remember it specifically, but on a lot of different occasions, we would have. He would give us all some wine. And we did that in moderation, of course. But we would all have our wine. And Gina, of course, she's, as I said, told her before, I think she was asking why our mother was laughing. And I think because I told her, I think it was because that she was toasting with such gusto and she looks like she's really into it. And of course, my sister has always enjoyed wine since then. I can attest to that personally, but that is us at the dinner table enjoying wine. And we did that on numerous occasions. In fact, I think I have one more image of this from a different angle. I have another, and this one's kind of washed out. It's kind of hard to see, but it's kind of washed out. But you can see us all toasting with our wine as my dad is about to carve up the turkey. Now, this was back around the early 60s, I don't know, I'm going to say 1962, 63, somewhere around there. It was a very, no, it was later than that. It was probably about 64, 65. I'd say maybe around 1965. I'm just guessing. Let's see, Cake or Pie 44 in Twitch says hello. And right back at you, Cake or Pie 44, which one do you like better, cake or pie? How about wine? Do you like wine? Anyway, Cake or Pie says hello, and hello, Cake or Pie. Tell me what you're drinking, or what you like to be drinking, or what you'd like to see me drinking. Right now, we're drinking the Bellicosa Cabernet. Let me get back to the Facebook because it's been a while since I've gone in there. My wife, she says, thank you, family, hubby, Tia, and Tommy. She was thanking me for the birthday wishes, thanking us all for the birthday wishes. And you're quite welcome. You more than earned it. I mean, you've done so much for our family for the last 26 years. Just been amazing. Amazing. And anyway, so anything else going on YouTube? Nothing going on YouTube. Quiet there as usual. Quiet there as usual. So we have, I'm not getting any video from YouTube, I'm getting from Twitch and YouTube. I'm not getting anything from Facebook right now. I'm not sure what that's all about. Anyway, so as long as you can see me on Facebook, if you can't, let me know. Let me know if there's an issue going on. So we have the National Days coming up. And you know what? I think, was there one more? No, I think that was all the photos I had in here. Where was I? Oh, yes. National Days. Let's toast the National Days. And we do have a few to toast. Now, of course, obviously listed on July 4th is Independence Day USA. We've already toasted that. You know, why not? Let's toast it again. Here's Independence Day USA. Here's a toast to that. By the way, the National Days, I'm pulling from the National Day Calendar. This is the official internet listing of the National Days. This is nationaldaycalendar.com. It is run by, the CEO is Marlo Anderson, who I'm friends with, and on Facebook. And Marlo has put all this together. He's done a fabulous job with it. And we have one of his calendars on our wall. In fact, the print version, and I've also given out a print version of the calendar to a winner in the past on the wine stream at the beginning of the year. Really, really cool looking calendars. And we refer to them almost every day to see, what day is it today? Well, today, it's besides Independence Day USA, it is National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day. You like barbecued spare ribs? I tell you what, I've got some barbecue. I love barbecue. I love beef ribs. Barbecued Spare Ribs Day. Those are generally pork spare ribs. I don't eat the pork myself, but the beef ribs are good, but they're rich. I tell you, they are rich. National Caesar Salad Day. Today is National Caesar Salad Day. You know what? I like Caesar salad. I kind of have to be in the mood for a Caesar salad, but I do like a good Caesar salad, a good one. There are a lot of restaurants I've been to that have made a Caesar salad that was just not quite to my liking. They didn't really do a great job with it. And then there are other restaurants I've been to where I was pleasantly surprised, and I really, really enjoyed the Caesar salad. Anyway, here's a National Caesar Salad Day. All hail Caesar salad. I like Caesar salad. Hop a Park Day. That's the first Saturday in July, which is today. It is Hop a Park Day. I tell you what, it's kind of hard to do right now. Now, there are some parks open. I have seen some national parks that are open, and they're using the social distancing practices. They have a lot of things in place to control a lot of that. But I don't know that you can hop from park to park right now. It's kind of hard to do. It's difficult to do and during this day. You know, we still are in the middle of this whole pandemic thing, so it's difficult to do. And, of course, a lot of it looks like they've seen a spike in coronavirus cases in the last couple of weeks, so they're actually starting to roll back some of these openings. So now we're finding all of a sudden some of the states, including ours, in North Carolina and South Carolina, they're rolling some of these openings back. Looks like I'm going to be working from home a lot for a while longer because apparently, we're kind of shut in for a while with this pandemic. Not supposed to be moving around too much, although a lot of people are. There are a lot of people that are violating this. Looks, folks, I'm a big believer in wearing the masks. I've seen some of the YouTube videos where they test people in where they're in close proximity not wearing masks and then wearing masks and then taking cultures from these environments. And they have them in petri dishes, and you can see the difference. The cultures that are situations where people were not wearing masks were just incredible. There's incredible growth of the coronavirus, and then the dishes that petri dishes or whatever the cultures that were taken of the environments where they were, where everyone was wearing a mask, virtually clean. And that sends a strong statement, sends a strong message. It's kind of eye-opening when you look at it and you realize just what the impact is. And look, and I said before, the masks aren't really there to protect you, because the masks are not, in fact, most of the masks out there are really not filtered enough to where they're going to protect you from the coronavirus coming through, because they're pretty small particles. But that what they will do is trap a lot of your expelled breath and spittle and whatever else is coming out of your mouth and your nose, from your throat. It will trap most of that, and will prevent most of that from going out to other people, which means that what you're doing is not really so much protecting yourself, but protecting everyone else around you. And that is really, that's really important, because if everyone, and this really only works if everyone's wearing masks, if everyone's in the game, everyone's playing by the rules and wearing their masks, then chances are we're all going to be okay when we're out and about in public. It's when some people are not wearing masks, and some of the people are not wearing masks, and I've seen this on TV and it really bugs me, where some people are not wearing masks saying, oh, I'm not worried about the coronavirus. I'm not worried about getting the coronavirus. See, it's all about getting. It's all about me, about getting from other people. I'm not worried about getting the coronavirus from somebody. So I'm not going to wear the mask, and I'm not going to wear the gloves, and I'm just going to go in and do what I do. And that's extreme. And I'm going to say this before, because this does make me a little bit upset, more than a little bit upset. This is not about protecting you. It's about protecting the other person around you and about protecting each other. And that sort of attitude is extremely selfish. It's extremely self-centered, it's self-serving, and it's just selfish. Because all you're thinking about is yourself in a situation like that. You're thinking, and I'm sorry if I offend people. I don't want to offend anybody. But the fact is, the truth of the matter is that you're walking around without a mask on in an area where they say that you should be wearing a mask during this particular situation. You're being extremely selfish, because what you're doing is you're telling people that, look, I'm not worried about getting it. I don't care. I don't have it, and I don't care if I'm giving it to anyone else. That's what it's saying. That's exactly what it's saying. And you know what? Just because you don't show any symptoms of the coronavirus, and this is proven, just because you don't show any symptoms of the coronavirus doesn't mean you don't have it. You are not carrying it. You could be immune. You could have had it and maybe have some no symptoms at all, mild symptoms that you didn't really notice, or no symptoms, and you may have had it and you may now have some immunity against it, but you may still be carrying it and sending it out to others, especially in the early stages. Now, here's the dangerous part of all this, is that in the early stages, and you don't know that you have it, because it could take, 2 to 14 days before the symptoms show up. So let's say if you've got it, if you contracted it, and you don't think you have it, you don't know you have it, but yet you're out and about, you're carrying it, giving it to others, because the symptoms haven't begun to emerge yet. You haven't started to experience the symptoms yet, so you don't think you have it. And now you're spreading it to everyone else. And it has been proven that the coronavirus is most contagious during the early period. It's during the early period where you're not showing the symptoms and you may be carrying it, you may have contracted it, that's when it's most contagious to others. Think about that for a minute. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about you. I mean, I know you're watching this right now. I know you're wearing the masks. You're wearing the gloves. You're doing all the right things. I know you are. You're doing it all right, and that's okay. And I commend you for it. I think you're doing great. I commend you for that. What I'm talking about is I'm talking about the ones that don't do this. And I don't think any of my friends, any of the people that are watching this are not thinking about that and are not selfish. I choose my friends wisely. So I have faith that my friends are doing the right things. They're doing all the right things. So, like I said, that was really my rant. I didn't mean to go on to a rant, but it really does kind of bug me. I've seen that on the news, and I'm thinking, well, we saw a photo of all these people crowded on or I saw a photo of all these people crowded on a beach, and I'm thinking, wow, that's insane. That's just insane. And nobody was wearing a mask that they could tell. So I didn't scrutinize the whole picture, so I don't know for sure, but then that's kind of what they were saying, and it makes me sad. It really makes me sad. Anyway, so that's enough of that. And before the wine starts kicking in, let's finish the national days because there are a few more. Did you know that that July 5th is National Apple Turnover Day and National Graham Cracker Day? I like graham crackers. I love, I had some graham crackers the other day. I love graham cracker day. They're really good with, s'mores. Yeah, I know. National Hawaii Day, and Hawaii is one of the great 50 states of our union, so I'll toast National Hawaii Day. It's also National Workaholics Day. My wife says I'm a workaholic because I do spend some late night hours. So, you know, the funny thing about being in this pandemic is that I'm sitting at my computer. The only downside to working from home is the fact that when I'm working from home and I know that, that my commute times, I don't have the commute times that I used to have, so I can spend my commute time getting extra work done and getting more stuff done and maybe be a little more productive. The downside to that is that that can get out of hand easily, and it has for me. It has for me. Sometimes I'll stop back in late night and say, I got to turn these promos off. We're going to do this or that, and then I'll get involved in that, and then before I know it, it's like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I'm thinking, wait, I've got to get some sleep, and then I got to get up at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., and go back and do it over again. I'm realizing, I've been doing this all day and all night. And it's easy to get caught up in that. It really is. Even for someone who's used to doing that sort of thing at home, being able to be a little bit more regimented on that. But it's easy to get caught up in it. Because you're home and you work from home, you're technically in your home office and you're saying, just one more thing. I do the Columbo thing. Just one more thing. Oh, wait, I'll get up I got to finish one more thing because I can do one more thing to get done that'll put me ahead for the next day. And then before I know it, it's one more thing after that, one more thing after that. And before you know it, I've done another whole day. I've done another day's work overnight and I'm still working. You kind of have to know when to quit, right? Anyone else working from home having that kind of an issue? Anyone else experiencing that? Let's see who's in the chat right now. I don't even know if anybody's even listening to me at the moment. Everyone's out watching the fireworks. I showed some fireworks earlier. Didn't you see that? You missed those? The fireworks effect. That was for the 4th. Where was I going with that? I don't know. I got off on another tangent, didn't I? And that's what we do on this show. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. Back to the national days. I think that was it for the national days, right? No, there was one more. Okay, National Workaholics Day. Yes, I am a workaholic, so I'll drink to that. There's one more. National Bikini Day. I know a lot of guys who will probably drink to that, right? I don't want to sound sexist or anything like that, but yeah, National Bikini Day. Unless we're talking about Bikini Island. Bikini Island's a separate thing altogether. I don't think anyone can go to Bikini Island anymore. I don't think that island is going to be habitable again for another 23,000 years or whatever the half-life of, because Bikini Island, of course, the Bikini Atoll is where they did a lot of atomic testing back in the late 40s and 50s. But yeah, that island, I guess, has been pretty much bombed almost been relentlessly. So I don't think it's going to be inhabitable again for quite a while, if it ever was inhabitable. So anyway, National Bikini Day, right? Did I toast that? Yes. Well, let's toast it again. National Bikini Day. And National Graham Cracker Day. I forgot to toast that one, didn't I? All right, enough toasting for that. I don't want to overdo it. I'm about halfway down this bottle as it is. A couple more things we have to do. There are a couple of items on the list that I want to knock off on the list here for tonight. One thing is I do want to mention briefly the weather radios. This is one of the weather radios we use. This is a Midland WR120. And, of course, I'm mentioning this because we are in the throes of hurricane season. We didn't have any storms yet this weekend, but they're expecting some rain and possible thunderstorms tomorrow, Sunday, the day after Independence Day. So there are going to be apparently quite a few storms. I may have to shut down some of my computers if it gets real severe and just kind of unplug them so that I can we can weather the storm. But I don't know how bad they'll be. Maybe it'll just be rain. I don't know. I haven't really been listening to the weather report yet, and I think it's probably over now because it's 11:18 my time. But in any case, I digress. The Midland weather radios, if you are in the path, the potential path of hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, pandemics, as we all are right now, you need a weather radio. You need an emergency weather radio. You need to be prepared. Go to ready.gov, READY.gov, and put together an emergency weather kit. I'm a real big proponent of emergency kits, okay? That's one of my things. I'm a big proponent of that. I'm very interested in the weather, too. That's why we have a weather station right next to where this weather radio is mounted on the wall. But we have weather radios in the house, and I have a number of radios here. Some of them are weather capable. But this is a WR120, and it will send out, it will give you out alerts for a lot of different emergencies. Anyway, with the weather radio, everyone should have one once again. And if you need one, everyone needs one. But if you are looking to get one, go to buytwowayradios.com. That's buytwowayradios.com. BUYTWORADIOS. BUYTWOWAYRADIOS.com. And get a weather radio. And if you do that, you can enter the code WINESHOW. That's WINESHOW. Once again, WINESHOW, all one word, in the promo code little box in the checkout, and you will save an additional 5% off your order. Okay? And that's for you. That's for you watching and listening to the Saturday Night Wine Stream, to Drink with Rick. This is exclusively for you. And it's not just going to weather radios. If you're into ham radios or you have a boat and you're into marine radios or airband radios, if you have a plane, if you have a if you're into GMRS, FRF radios, if you're not a neighborhood watch and you need radios, if you're just a family that just needs some radios for the kids, if you're out hunting, if you're a hunter and need radios, look, I've got a radio here that's made for hunting. This is a GXT 1050 radio. I don't do hunting myself, but I have one of these. I have a pair of these, actually. And they're fine radios. But in fact, this is a new radio we have here. This is not this one. That's the 80. Grab the wrong radio. This is the Ocean KG805. G. They make a MERS version, but this is the G version. And this one is a GMRS radio, and really, really cool radio. And I just finished three videos that I produced right here in my home studio, by the way. I just finished producing three videos, and one of them is due to be released, I think, this coming week. I put a lot of work into those. It was a lot more work than I thought it needed, but it was a lot of work that I put into producing those three videos. Anyway, these are all available. If you use the promo code WineShow, you can save 5% off any of this or any of the accessories. And even if you're not into radios, if you're a podcaster or anything like that, you use a surveillance earpiece like the one I have in here to monitor the wine stream so I can hear myself on the wine stream, make sure the audio is going through, for sure, you can buy these. This is an XLT earpiece, and it's a surveillance-type earpiece, and it has a 3.5-millimeter plug. It's a listen-only earpiece, and you can purchase this. And it's about $20, but you can save 5% off that if you use Wine Show at the website. And here's the website, buy2wayradios.com. And for full disclosure, for full FTC disclosure, I am, of course, the product manager. I work for Buy2Wear Radios. I am the product manager for Buy2WearRadios.com. I do not make any money on this, okay? I just get to keep my job. I don't make any extra money selling or giving out this information. This is really something my boss says, here's a promo code so your viewers and listeners can save 5%. That's all it is, okay? Not making any extra money off of it. Trust me, I wish I was I would love to be making money off Drink with Rick. I would love to be, maybe one day, I don't know, if it ever lasts that long. We've been doing this for a year and a half, folks. If it goes three years and I've got sponsors and I'm making money off the show, that'd be great. Who wouldn't want to get paid for drinking wine, right? But I'm not there. I'm not there. This is just something I'm doing for fun. I'm just doing for fun. Speaking of which, most of what I do is with my own money. Okay, what I do is with my own money, which brings me to the next item. We have been promoting. I've been promoting a giveaway. For the last couple of months, a giveaway for the Start Ugly book. This is the book Start Ugly by Chris Kremitzos. And what I asked everyone to do was to send in, just email me. It doesn't have to be, I don't need a dissertation. I don't need a whole paper on it. I don't need an essay or anything like that. Just send me the name of the project. What idea, project, or dream do you have but have put off starting or completing for one reason or another? Okay. What idea, project, or dream do you have but have put off starting or completing for one reason or another? This is a motivational book, folks. And this is a fine one. I've read it. I have already given away a copy or two in the past. I gave away another copy not too long ago. Tommy has given away a copy or two. He's both of us know Chris. We're both friends of Chris Kremitzos, who is the author of the book and who is the founder of PodFest Multimedia Expo. A really, really nice guy. Really great guy. And looking out for other people. He's one of those guys that I kind of aspire to. He's one of those guys that really looks out for other people and puts other people first. And that's something that I really admire and I really appreciate. Chris is a really cool guy. And his wife, they're great people. His wife, they're both podcasters also, but they're Chris and Katie Kremitzos. They're really, really great people. Anyway. He wrote this book. I'm giving away a copy of it, and that's actually my signed personal copy from Chris sitting right back there. But what I'm giving away is a copy of it to, and I'm going to be pulling the winner tonight. Right now, I'm going to pull the winner of the Start Ugly giveaway, and the winner is... Ed Anthony. Ed, you have won a copy of Start Ugly by Chris Kremitzos. And I want to say thank you for your entry. Your entry actually impressed me. And I'd say you didn't have to write an essay, but you did write some words on it. And, that impressed upon me. And I know you would appreciate this book because you are someone who does appreciate books and fine literature. And I know you would take good care of your copy. So, Ed, you have won a copy of Start Ugly by Chris Kremitzos, and I will send it to you. All you need to do is email me or private message me or whatever your shipping address where I can ship it to. It's okay. It's not going to go any farther than me. I'm not going to do anything else with it. Don't worry. Just to let everyone else know. And of course, a lot of other people have won stuff in the past. We've given away all kinds of things in the past. We've given away, during the holidays, we gave away ornaments and courtesy of Food Lion. The folks at Food Lion gave us some ornaments to give away for the wine stream. That was really cool of them to do that. They said, "Oh, yeah, you're doing the wine stream? Yeah, give away some of our ornaments for that." And they were really nice looking ornaments. So we gave away some of those, and we gave away some T-shirts. And let's see, by Two Way Radio's T-shirts, and I think we gave away a blueberry. Did we give away a blueberry? We gave away a couple of T-shirts from various companies. And I think a Frosty, I need to send your T-shirt. I never got your Frosty. If you're watching or listening later, I never did get your address from you. I still have your T-shirt here to send you. And Stephanie also. Stephanie, I had said I was going to send you a couple of the coasters. And I need your address too so I can send you a coaster. Or a couple of them, a pair of them. And I'll send you the buttons as well. I'll send you the buttons, the Drink with Rick buttons, which we have a few of. Look, folks, I don't do anything with this. You're not going to wind up being on a mailing list or anything like that. I don't like being spammed any more than anybody else does. Don't worry about that. This is just so I can get these sent out to you. That's it. Okay. So you can trust me with those. If you have concerns about it, just email me. Let me know. And we'll see what we can work out there. But for the most part, just send me, Ed, send me your an email or a mailing address where I can valid one where I can ship this to, and I'll get it right out to you. Also, Stephanie as well, and Frosty too. We've given away a lot of other things too. We gave away a couple of these, and we gave away a number of things. But I just want to tell everyone up front that these giveaways, pretty much for the most part, with an exception of Chris, is now. Chris he said, you know what, you buy a book from me and I'll give you one to give away. He did that, and he was gracious enough to do that. So actually, this giveaway pretty much technically comes from Chris. I want to say, other than that, I have actually been the one. I've paid for all of these, okay? None of this has come out. I haven't made any money from this from this show, other than a couple of bottles of wine that vendors have sent me to give a fair review, which I did give a fair review of, by the way. I've been upfront with everybody about all of that. But other than that, I have actually personally paid from my own pocket for all of these things that have gone out. Except for the Food Lion. I'll take the bat. The other exception is the Food Lion. Food Lion gave me those ornaments to give away to everyone on the wine stream. And By Two Way Radio gave me, and a couple of the vendors gave me T-shirts to give out. But other than that, other than the T-shirts and the ornaments, and the book from Chris, everything else that I have given away on the wine stream, I have paid for personally. So just to let you know. So I think that's going to wrap it up for the show tonight. And I want to say thanks for everyone for joining me on the Saturday Night Wine Stream on this 4th of July. I want to say thank you to, let's see, who else is with me tonight? I want to say thank you to AdmiFriend1 and CakerPie44 on Twitch. And I want to say thank you to, I don't think anybody was watching us on YouTube, per se, but I want to say thank you to Ed. And Ed says, overwork can block you rather than be a building block. Take care. Yes, that's true, Ed. That's very, very true. And Ed says, woohoo, email me back your address too. I've got a book for you. Oh, well, Ed, thanks for it. Thank you very much. Thank you. You don't have to send me anything, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Anyway, I want to thank Ed and Chi and everyone who's joined me on the chat tonight for joining me. Next week, I'm not sure what we're going to do. We're going to do something next week. But I think we're going to cap this one for the night and on this July 4th. And I want to say thank you for being with me. I do appreciate it. And I know that with all the July 4th celebrations going on, that probably was a sacrifice for some of you. I no doubt. I mean, there are better things you can be doing than watching me, right? But I want to say thanks for being here. I do appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of you. I want to remind you to please do not drink and drive. If you're out there on the 4th of July celebrating or on the 4th of July weekend celebrating, please do not drink and drive. I implore you. Do not do that. Do it only from the comfort of your home, your hotel room, your apartment, whatever, wherever you are. Just stay there, and and if you need to go somewhere, call an Uber, a Lyft, a cab, something. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive. Because I want you to have a great week. I want you to have a safe week, and I want you to join me next week right here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.